Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
We're heading in the right direction. I got a really good group in staff. A lot of you have probably read up on Ian. He's been a huge part for me, only because getting pulled in so many different directions, that's very new to me. Having him out in front and working with our staff, if I get pulled out of a meeting, he keeps the ball rolling, keeps a list of players that I need to get caught up on. But all systems are always moving, and we don't get stalled out for all the things that are going on.
Sounds like sort of an executive or associate producer, Ryan Poles, where the media is like, hey, you should check this out. You should look at this. Make sure you know this and come and listen to this before you go back in there, kind of thing. Got to have those guys, got to trust those guys. But Ryan Poles was talking about Ian Cunningham. That's the Bears general manager, Ryan Poles. He welcomed a new name to the organization amidst a flurry of hires. A lot of them were scouts and people on the football side at various levels. But there's a new title that is manned by a new Bear. The title is Director of Football Analytics. And the person he hired is Krithi Chandrakasan, who was the Chiefs' senior data scientist.
So someone he knows from that organization.
And Krithi Chandrakasan, Chandrakasan, right? I think I have that right. Chandrakasan. I want to make sure I get it right. Has a degree in economics from Harvard.
Okay, Harvard.
And got his Bachelor of Science degree in mechanical engineering and economics from MIT. With a concentration in electrical engineering and computer science. So, a lot of teams say, just get me a smart guy and we'll give him an office. And
he'll crunch the numbers.
Things.
Other and a computer.
Other teams know what this hire is and what it does and give him or her the power to hire other people. So, I think this is fascinating considering how the Bears have decided to fill out their coaching staff.
Okay.
Why? You're laughing already.
Well, it's just, why does it have to be an indictment on Matt Eberflus?
It's not.
That they hired a smart guy in the front office.
I find it interesting. I find the idea of a coachy coordinator guy with his acronym and his system of hitting people and running fast in track shoes. And if it would be a really cool story if he was a part of this, and if he's like, by all means, I want to know the latest numbers. And if this guy says, never kick a field goal, never, ever, ever punt, don't even have a punter on the roster, here's what it says of when to go for it and why to go for it, all old school football stuff be damned, that'd be awesome. I think it'd be great. I do think it's reasonable to wonder about inherent conflict between a data-driven approach and an old-school football.
But how do you know that there's going to be conflict?
I don't.
Maybe Matt Eberflus is Coachy McCoachman, but he's open to, because this is his first time getting an opportunity to be a head coach, on all the data. Like, this is what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to have people in positions like that that make you better and stronger because they're giving you the information. The idea of the head coach or the manager is that that person is going to know when are the, what human factors will go into the decisions that are made. Yep. With the numbers and data that are given to you. What it feels like you're saying to me is that, judging off of a couple of press conferences, you're not confident that Matt Eberflus is going to be capable of distilling the data into decision-making.
I don't think it's his job to distill it. I think it's his job to give it its proper due and to appreciate it. And we know how this dance goes. We know how, whether it's been our experience with Joe Maddon talking about his card in his pocket. That's, I got a card full of analytics. I got analytics out the hoo-ah. I got more analytics. And that some of these long-learned football instincts do fly in the face of it. And how often do we have to see where a bunt work, quote-unquote, works? Last night,
there was some awful bunting last night by the Blue Jays, like terrible.
Look at what's happening with a 2-point shot in basketball. Look what's happening with the. We know how this works. We know how this dance is done, and I just think it's fair to wonder if the Bears may be putting themselves in the middle of this in that way. And how does the data get to where it has to go? And sometimes something is a file, a binder is dropped on a manager's desk or a coach's desk and says, here's everything we know about what should be done. And that manager or coach says, I don't need your stinking book knowledge.
Yes, but I don't think that Matt Eberflus is in a position to do that.
Hmm.
Whereas if we juxtapose that, since I did bring up manager, Tony La Russa is in a position to go, I mean, it's great that you guys did this for me.
I'm too drunk to understand this.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that he at least has all of his own background and data for however valuable you think that is. And he has the strength inside the organization to kind of ignore things. Like if we were doing a flow chart, the flow chart would say
Jerry, Tony, everybody else in the organization.
No. I mean, that's what it, but if it were just a regular baseball organization, it would say Jerry, Kenny, Rick, Tony.
Right.
He can go above and beyond that because he's Tony La Russa.
Huh?
Yes, you, sir. Matt Eberflus doesn't have that. So the idea that he would jump the hierarchy, I don't think is great career strategy for Matt Eberflus, who's fought for 25 years to get to this point.
Well,
and doesn't have, even if you look at a guy like Ron Rivera, Ron Rivera has a player resume inside of old school. And he can, as a player, I was part of an organization that did things this way. And he could fall back on that. I've had success as a head coach doing it this way until he didn't. And then he became Riverboat Ron. And Riverboat Ron is kind of a character because really he just was kind of doing what you're supposed to do in some of those situations.
Well, but there's also the YOLO factor where if you're Matt Eberflus and you have a problem with being, and I'm using this as an extreme example.
Yes.
But it basically, if you're being told, hey, we're not going to have a punter on the roster. And this is just my hyperbolic argument.
Fantasy?
Here. Yes. If your data science department says we don't punt anymore. We just don't do it. We're not going to. It's a waste of a roster spot. It's bad math. So we're just not going to do it anymore. This is how we're going to win games. And for him to go against that, or for him to say when to go for it, when not to go for it, somebody said, like, I'm not going out like that. I don't know how many chances I'm going to get to be a head coach in this league, and I've got well-honed football instincts that tell me this stuff is horse crap, and I'm not going to believe any of it.
But that was last year. That's a coach that's at the end, not a coach that's at the beginning. A coach that's at the beginning, I think, is going to be more likely to listen to the person that hired him.
But then if it doesn't work, somehow you're gonna get a story that's going to come out, and it's going to be sources close to Matt Eberflus say, well, they wanted me to do it, so I guess this is what we're doing, say sources close to Bears head coach Matt Eberflus.
Well, then,
you know how this works.
I do, and then I'll hear Tony Romo say on
yes.
the CBS broadcast that it's Eberflus's fault, and the front office is doing everything they can to make him an effective coach. I just think that you've already skipped ahead to the part where Matt Eberflus doesn't want to do data. And we don't know that that is the case.
I know.
So allow the man a little bit of room to do his job and be the person who interprets the data and then figures out how and when to use it.
You know, we play on the HITS principle.
Oh, God. You're not helping my case for you, Matt Eberflus.
Okay. I just don't know if it meshes, if it can work. So we'll see.
We're not going to tolerate that here at the Bears.
Great.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.